This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just a few weeks into spring, but already a lot of people talking about things happening in the summer in the Umpqua Valley. And our segment this morning talking about the Riverbend Live summer concerts out in Winston, 30th anniversary season. Ellen Porter is the board president. Ellen, good morning.
Hey, Kyle.
So,
good morning.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time, 3 decades out in Winston. It looks like you want to make it kind of extra special this year.
Yes, we do. This is our 30th anniversary, and the board decided to pull out all the stops and dig into our coffers a little bit and come up with a season that would be particularly exciting.
So in all this time, Riverbend Live has been on Friday nights out in Winston, the Riverbend Park out there, bringing a lot of different genres of performers in. You've been involved for several years. Tell me, what caused you to kind of get involved?
You know, I've always really enjoyed music, and after I moved here 20 some years ago, I started checking out the various music venues, and they were all really good. I tended to take a liking to the kind of music and the venue there at Riverbend Live, and got to know Mo, and Mo pulled me in. Mo Nichols, the founder, one of the founders, and I've been with it ever since. And it's just a great series, and so it's exciting to be a part of it.
So, if somebody doesn't know, maybe they just show up at these shows. What goes into putting on a summer concert series that people can walk into and not pay to attend?
You know, it actually takes quite a bit of work behind the scenes, and as such, we're a volunteer organization, and so we try to pull in, you know, good volunteers that are committed to the program, and there's a lot of fundraising involved. We've got, you know, we contact all of our sponsors that sponsor from year to year. We do a lot of grant writing to raise money. We work directly with the bands and get the bands booked. We've got to put together all of the printed promotional materials, set up the food trucks, get the sound and lights going, and that's all behind the scenes. You know, besides all the day of the show setup and the day of the show teardown, so there's a fair amount of work that goes into it. And for our volunteers, it's a labor of love, because we do want to keep the series going and provide this great opportunity for the community.
So for this 30th anniversary season, kind of take us through the lineup.
It's going to be a great year. We're going to start our first concert is going to be on June 26th, and we're bringing in Canadian rock blues artist by the name of Colin James. And if you Google Colin James, I imagine that most people will have recognized some of his songs from years past. And he's going to be a great season opener. And then on July the 3rd, we're bringing a favorite of the locals back to town, Shamika Copeland. And she had played at Riverbend Live, I'm going to guess it was about 15 years ago or so. And I was at that concert, and it was just fantastic. She's also played at the Half Shell once before, at least once before, I think just once. And she's a top-notch blues singer. And I think probably a lot of folks have heard of her, but she's going to be our July 3rd show. On July 10th, we don't often bring tribute bands in, but we've had quite a few requests to bring in a Beach Boys tribute band. And so we're bringing in a band called Good Vibrations, who's based in Las Vegas. They're very highly thought of. They sound very authentic. Hoping to turn July 10th and the Beach Boys tribute band into a bit of a party. They're full of energy. It's going to be a really fun show.
And of course, happening during Graffiti Weekend as well.
It is happening during Graffiti Weekend. We thought it would dovetail in really well with all the happenings, you know, that go on during Graffiti Weekend. So I think it'll be a nice complement to the overall event. And then on July 17th, we're bringing in a blues artist from Chicago. His name is Ronnie Baker Brooks. And I would encourage folks to give him a Google. He just sounds fantastic, and so I think he'll bring the house down. And then every year we at Riverbend Live do a cowboy poetry event, and so July 24th is going to be our cowboy poetry night, and we're doing something special for this concert or for this event due to the 30th anniversary as well. And we're kind of doubling up and doing a presentation similar to what they do in Elko, Nevada. We're going to have two cowboy poets and two cowboy musicians, and they're going to kind of tag team off of each other and do a bit of a round table. So that one's going to prove to be a lot of fun, I think. And then the season winds up on July 31st and August 1st with our annual youth theater. And this year we're putting on the play In the Woods. So it's going to be it's going to be a fun-filled season, and hopefully it goes off with a bang for our 30th season.
All right, and if people want to find out more about these shows and maybe even want to get involved in helping out, how do they do that?
They can log on to our website, or they can also email us. Our website address is www.riverbendlive.org, or you can email us at info@riverbendlive.org, and we could certainly use some additional help if anybody out there would like to get involved in putting this summer concert series together. We could really use the help.
All right. Ellen Porter, board president of Riverbend Live, nonprofit organization, announcing the summer concert series. Ellen, thanks for being on this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle, and thanks to all your listeners.
8:42 at the Morning Report.